Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back again with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your extended dance mix that matches up with the content I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 106. The title of today's sticky note is Listen to the Answers. The note reads, "Don't ask so many questions that you forget to listen to the answers." Here's the story behind the sticky. Curiosity is a blessing. Asking smart questions gives you an advantage. But the strategic value in asking those questions is completely canceled out if you don't listen to the answers. I've always recommended being prepared with smart questions to ask anyone you're planning to meet. I define a smart question as something you can't find the answer to by visiting the person's website or by asking Google. If you ask a client how long they've been in business prior to checking the About Us page on their website, where it clearly says they were formed by the guy's great-grandpa in the year 1910, that's not a smart question. A smart question would be, "Hey, I saw on your website that the company was founded by your great-grandpa in 1910, but I didn't see anything about why he decided to go into the business of manufacturing glow-in-the-dark fountain pens. Do you know the reason? I bet that's an interesting story." Now, the curious person who is solely about asking questions has mentally checked that one off the list and is just waiting for the other person to stop talking so they can ask the next question and check that one off their list too. They aren't paying any attention to the words coming out of the client's mouth. They're just waiting for the guy's lips to stop moving so they can fire off their next question. Poof, you just lost your advantage. Curious people need to listen to the answers to their questions in order to fully profit from the asking. At the beginning, I told you that I recommend you prepare a list of smart questions for the people you plan to meet. While it's important to have those questions prepared in advance so that you're never at a loss should the opportunity arise to ask them, it is equally important to be prepared to ask questions that you make up on the spot, in case the answer to your first question takes you down an interesting, albeit unpredictable, road. You want to be able to ask smart follow-up questions that allow your conversational partner to build on the story they are telling and provide insights rarely shared in their average conversations with the people who ask, "How long you been in business?" Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll get a daily email that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, which I draw by hand using a Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow post-it note, and I publish for the world to see. The email will also include a link to the commentary track that goes with that sticky note, where you get the story behind the sticky, just like the one I shared with you today. That's it for this episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, and I hope you'll be here to hear it.